League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
The turkeys are taking over. It's like an infestation.
I can't get out of my door. Sometimes I can't get out of my car.
Shoo them away. They won't do anything. They just like look at you to say, yeah, like they don't care.
People think it's a laughing matter. It's a serious matter.
It's turkey chaos. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven.
That woman sounds genuinely upset.
Jim Knox from the Beardsley Zoo joining us. Jim, I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but in Toms River, Jersey, there has been a flock of 60 aggressive turkeys that have taken over and began to terrorize a 55 and over community. I remember not too long ago, I was in my car at a red light, and there was like three of them surrounding my car.
Oh, boy.
Right.
What gets turkeys so fired up this time of year there, Jim? Is it because they know Thanksgiving's around the corner
like,
and their brethren are suffering?
Well, typically happening is that these birds are being fed by people. That's why they're coming up to the doors, pecking on the doors, hanging around bird feeders, anywhere where there's a likelihood for food. They're going to be coming over and associating people with food.
So they're not actually aggressive. They're just looking for lunch.
Exactly. But they can become very aggressive because they become bold. They lose their natural fear of people, and then it doesn't go well from there.
So as a regular person, if you're dealing with turkeys in your neighborhood, just like these people in Jersey, is it like jail where we should run after the largest turkey and slap them in the face and start a fight before it gets out of hand, just to let them know we're not punks or what?
Well, I will tell you, what's recommended by all wildlife agencies, wherever turkeys occur, which is over most of the eastern U.S., and all 169 towns here in Connecticut, if you have bold turkeys that are coming up and confronting you and going on the offensive, you got to fight fire with fire. You don't want to put yourself at risk, but you got to stand up to the bird. A good way to do this without harming the bird or putting anybody else at risk is a quick blast of water from a hose in their direction. Opening an umbrella near them, an air horn, anything like that.
Oh, my God. What if I just look at the turkey in the face and I just scream at the top of my lungs?
Like, hey, bear. Right? Hey, bear. Trying to do the same bear thing with
them. If you give them that mom, don't you dare do that one more time look, they'll just wither. They'll just run away.
Then again, that turkey might take a liking to you and want to make you his wife.
Well, all kidding aside, the turkeys can be aggressive, and you got to be careful. The males, the females don't have spurs. They can peck, but the males can peck. They can beat with their wings, and they also have 1.5-inch long spurs, which are really sharp on their their legs.
It's a dinosaur. Mm. Right. It's a velociraptor.
A little mini tasty velociraptor.
Yeah, it's like an ostrich. Those things will slice you from chin to gullet, all right? They'll open you up, Anazap.
You know who else is really aggressive, Jim? And I don't know if you're very familiar, but peacocks. There was an incident at the Stanford Museum with my husband where he thought that he could go up close to take a picture of peacock, and the peacock swarmed at him.
No, you got to pay for that. You want a picture with him, you got to pay for that. You ever see, it's the same thing with the nude cowboy in Times Square.
But are peacocks, peacocks and turkeys were in a death match,
right?
A steel cage,
right?
Who would become the victor?
Actually, for many years, we've had turkeys and peacocks at Connecticut's Beardsley Zoo. As long as people don't feed them, they do their own thing. But we're familiar with that. They're both powerful birds, and I think it depends on the temperament or the personality of the individual male. These are birds that don't really back down.
Do you hear that? Yeah. Jim doesn't want to say which one is tougher because they'll find Jim in the calf
and they'll beat him up,
and then they'll beat Jim.
They'll be right. Like,
yeah. Then they'll beat
so
you
I hear
up.
You saying I'm a wimp.
No, that's yeah. Right. It's yeah. Right. They'll beat you up in the parking lot after school.
Understood.
Oh, I get it.
If you're looking at just the size, turkeys have this weight advantage by far. I mean, these males, a large peacock can weigh several pounds, 5 pounds, 6 pounds. A large male tom turkey, they can weigh up to 25 pounds.
Right. Yeah, but you can't half take into span. Account with that rage, all right? And so the anger of the bird really plays a factor.
Long story short, Jim, they don't actually know it's Thanksgiving and that we're going to eat them. They don't know that.
Correct.
Okay, good. All right.
As far as I know, they have no idea, which is really good for everybody. But I will tell you guys that they do get aggressive when people feed them. If you don't feed them, no issue. But if people feed them, if your neighbors feed them, it becomes the neighborhood problem.
Jim Knox from the Connecticut Beardsley Zoo, thank you so much for taking the time this morning. We appreciate you as always.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Hope neither of those birds beat you up for talking to us.
Yeah, I hope you're right.
I wish you luck in the lunchroom.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three free matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.